You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn joined on the line by Steve Harrison to look ahead to the rest of Sunday's action. Sam Norris will be along in just a few moments to look ahead to Saturday stuff as well. And hopefully we can put forward a few winning bets. Good afternoon, Steve. You okay?
Yes, I'm great. Looking forward to some domestic action after the international break.
Yeah, always the same, isn't it? After the international break, you're just glad of any action, to be honest. Because let's face it, it's not the strongest week of action that we will ever have across Europe, but you're just grateful for anything, really, aren't you?
Yeah, at least there's some games and a bit of variety.
That is true. Going back to a fortnight ago now, a very long time ago, or so it seems, we actually landed a Naps treble. Sam Norris had Hertha Berlin at 21-20. You had both teams to score in Angers against Marseille at 21-20, and I weighed in with Atleti to win 2-0 at 2-1. All three of them landed. So congratulations if you were on the treble. If you weren't, then maybe just listen to us every now and again. We're not that bad. Come on, we do try.
We'll get there again.
Exactly. And that means that Sam has taken the lead now in the... Well, he already had the lead, but he's extended his lead, if anything, in the Naps table. He's showing a profit of £30.50. For a £10 stake, £19.59 your profit, Steve, and even I'm in profit. Only £4, but profit is profit. Yeah. So hopefully we can maintain that profit throughout the season now. Fingers crossed, anyway. But we're going to focus on one main game on Sunday, and then Steve's going to throw a treble up as well on the rest of Sunday's action before we hear from Sam. The main game on Sunday, the one we're going to focus on, is Villarreal against Celta Vigo. It's coming up at 7:45 on Sunday evening. And Villarreal are 10-11. The draw is 5-2. And Celta Vigo in the betting at 100-30. Really interesting clash this. Villarreal coming into this in 5th. Celta Vigo in 10th. Villarreal have only let 4 goals in so far in their 7 games. They have only scored 9, though. So hardly prolific. But they are still unbeaten, Villarreal, and that could be key here. Coming up against the Celta Vigo side, who start the season pretty poorly. But again, it seems like such a long time ago. The last game that Celta Vigo played was that incredible 4-3 win over Barcelona, Steve.
Yep, so they come into this game with great confidence. I mean, Villarreal are doing great, unbeaten, as you say. 3 wins, 4 draws. I mean, Celta actually started the season very badly. They lost their first 3 to Leganés, which will be a bit disappointing, and then 2 acceptable ones, really, with Atletico and Real. And since then, they've gone from strength to strength, as you say, culminating in that absolutely brilliant victory, albeit helped by the Ter Stegen and the Barcelona defence 2 weeks ago. So they go into it in great form. I know these are two teams that you're usually quite keen on as well. So I don't know where you'll be putting your money.
My allegiances are very much split here because, especially having watched Celta Vigo last time, the annoying thing, if you like, is that Celta Vigo won't have had a chance to gain any kind of momentum from that Barca win, will they? Because they've had 2 weeks off. It's a bit of a shame,
exactly.
You know, how it's worked like that. But I'll say they won't be able to take anything. They will have taken something, don't get me wrong. But you know what I mean? That it's not that quick fire, oh, hang on, we're riding the crest of a wave here. They've almost had to curb their enthusiasm a little bit.
They'll have lost that bounce. If it was a midweek or like the previous weekend, then I think they go into that with that very much in their mind. And maybe that's gone over the last couple of weeks. But in fairness, I think both teams will come into this pretty fresh. They've not got... Oh, they're not two teams that are full of internationals, so I think the players, a lot of the players will be well rested. I think there's three likely to start that have been away to South America. Mm-hmm. So coming back from the international break, where a lot of the time teams will have tired players that have done a lot of travelling, I think both of these will be absolutely raring to go. Villarreal, Soldado's still out, but Bakambu, last season's top scorer, is on his way back. That said, Sansone's done a good job in his absence. I think he scored 4 in 7. Mm. As you said, they've not scored a lot of goals, but he's been there and filled a gap, really. So and Aspas is not quite so good for Celta this season. I think he scored 2 in 6 this season. He was about a goal every other game last season, which, having watched him at Liverpool, is I'm as surprised as anyone. But he does a great job in this league.
Mm.
Two teams who, as you say, are pretty much in form at the moment. It should be interesting. It doesn't look like there'll be a load of goals to me. We know Villarreal keep clean sheets at home. I think 10 out of their last 15 home games, Villarreal have kept a clean sheet. So that might be something worth bearing in mind. I think they're a slightly stronger team. I'd expect them to finish a couple of places ahead of Celta. And 10 to 11, it's odds on, but only just. And I think that's probably worth taking in this.
Okay, so Villarreal at 10 to 11 getting the nod. You mentioned two goal scorers there. We've got enhanced odds on Nicolas Sansone. He is 3-1 to score and Villarreal to win. That's pushed out from 9-5. And similarly, Iago Aspas was 13-2. He's now 8-1 for him to score and Celta Vigo to win. So two players who, if they can continue the form that either they've showed so far this season or in bits of last season, certainly could be interesting at those prices. You mentioned that you didn't think there'd be loads of goals. Under 2.5 is fairly skinny at 13-20. Under 1.5, perhaps, if you're feeling a bit ballsy, 2-1. What kind of market would you look at? Are you happy just taking Villarreal at 10-11 on the outrights here, Steve?
I think the 10-11's pretty fair value. If you're feeling a bit more adventurous, then maybe the 1-0 correct score for Villarreal is worth a go. I'm siding with them as it is. So if I had the choice of the under 1.5 at 2s or the 1-0 correct score, you're getting a much bigger price, and I'd probably put my money there.
Okay, 11-2 for Villarreal to win 1-0. Or if you want a little bit of insurance, Villarreal to win and under 2.5 goals is available at 5-2. That gives you, of course, 1-0 or 2-0 riding for you on that one. Right, that's the feature game, if you like, done. We're going to throw you a treble now, aren't we, Steve? And should we start in Italy with this one?
Yes, if we start off. So the first game is Lazio at at home to Bologna.
Mm-hmm.
Bologna go into this with injury crisis might be overdoing it, but missing some key players, certainly. Destro's injured. Tamali and Gattardello's centre-back are both suspended, I believe. It's almost, you could say, the spine of their team's missing. Lazio are in pretty good form at home in the last 7. They've 1-0 and covered the -1 handicap in 4 of the 7. The 3 they failed to do so were Fiorentina, Roma and Juventus, which are fairly understandable. Ciro Immobile continued his good form this season, scoring a couple for Italy over the international break. So I fancy Lazio to beat an understrength Bologna, and I'll take a -1 on the handicap at 7-5.
Okay, 8-15 on the outright, 7-5, minus a goal for Lazio. Of course, Bologna typically struggle on the road, and Lazio, again, typically fairly strong at home. So minus a goal there at 7-5. Should we stay in Italy for leg 2?
Yeah, and number 2, we've got Inter at home to Calgary. Again, Inter, fairly skinny price for the match, but I seem to have mentioned them a lot this season, but great going forward, always susceptible to conceding a goal. Both teams have scored in 9 out of their last 10 home games, Inter. Calgary, while they haven't been great this season, lost 3 out of 3 away, they've managed to score in 2 of those games, the exception being a 4-0 defeat by Juventus. I like Inter to win this. They're always capable of conceding a goal. So I'm going to Inter to win the match, but with both teams to score, and that's 19-10.
OK, quite a big price that, actually, for an Inter side who, as we know, have a tendency just to muck around a bit, really, when they're a pretty short price. So ignore the 2-5, take Inter and both teams to score at 19-10. We'll pull that in with Lazio minus a goal. And what's leg 3 going to be? Were you saying earlier, Steve, it's going to be in Russia?
We're off to Russia, yeah, okay. To make a bit of a change. So it's leaders, but usual leaders, Zenit, they're actually sitting in second this season. They're away to Ural, who sit in 11th. Zenit unbeaten in all competitions this season, and they're scoring goals. So I've got the goals they've scored in the last eight games, and these are just Zenit's goals. 4-5-2, 5-4-4-5, and 3. They're absolutely full of goals this season. So I'm going with Zenit to win this, and three or more goals in the game. And that's 5-4, which, again, I think is a pretty fair price given those numbers that I've just read out.
Mm. No, certainly an interesting one, that. Zenit to win and over 3.5 in the game.
And three or more it is.
Oh, three or more. So that's Zenit to win and over 2.5 goals on the console. 23-20 it is now. 23-20.
Okay. Maybe shortened up since I checked.
That has just moved a little bit, but still, it's a big price treble. So Lazio minus a goal, Inter Milan to beat Calgary, and both teams to score, and Zenit to win and over 2.5 goals away at Ural. That one coming in at just shy of 14-1 for that treble, so certainly could be something to consider. And also kickoff times, you've got noon there for the Zenit game and 2 2:00 games. Potentially, we could have a 14-1 treble landed before the Villarreal-Vigo game. So hopefully, fingers crossed anyway. That might be wishful thinking a little bit, Steve. But
Well, we got a treble in last week. Let's stick with the confidence.
We did. We're doing our best. Talking of which, we'd better put forward our naps for the weekend. What's your best bet then this weekend, Steve?
So I'm going with the Zenit and over 2.5 goals in the game at 23-20.
Okay. Sticking with Zenit there is Steve. For me, I thought it was quite difficult, to be honest, this week. And I'll be honest, there wasn't a whole lot that I was mad keen on. So I'm just going to take a pretty boring single. But still, if it's a single that wins, or if you can put it together with some others to boost it up, then maybe it's not a bad thing. But I'm going to France, and I'm going to put forward Saint-Étienne. They're at home to Dijon. They're 4-6. It's not the best price you'll ever see, but Saint-Étienne, very, very, very hard to beat at home. Yes, they do draw a lot of games, and things tend to be tight, but Dijon lose a lot on the road, and their away form so far this season reads played 3, lost 3. So I'm quite happy to take Saint-Étienne at that price. Again, not the best nap I'll ever put up, but why not, eh? You've got to try something. So
I don't think you'll see many better 4-6 shots than
no,
that.
No, exactly. So that's the pick for me. And we're going to hear now from Sam Norris on Saturday's action. We'll see what he fancies as his nap as well.
Cheers, Alex. Well, we start this week with a heavyweight clash in Italy between Napoli and Roma. This is second versus third in the league, and with Juventus looking set to carry on their stranglehold of Serie A, this pair could well be playing for second place again. It looks fairly even matchup in terms of league standings, with Napoli having collected 14 points from 7 games with a +8 goal difference, and Roma just a point further back with a +7 goal difference, which might lead you to question why Napoli are a shade of odds on here, but when you delve into their home form, 19-20 begins to look like value. They are simply a powerhouse at home and haven't lost a Serie A game on home soil since May of 2015. That's an astonishing 22-game unbeaten streak, and during that time they've only failed to pick up maximum points on 3 occasions. They'll be bidding for their 10th straight home win in the league this weekend against Roma. The away side, on the other hand, have failed to win away from home this season. They have won just 1 point on their travels this term from 3 attempts, and they have a similarly good home record, but away they've already lost to Fiorentina and Torino and threw away a 2-goal lead to Cagliari, and I would argue that Napoli pose an even greater threat than those three teams. So the 19-20 here has to be taken, and I'll put them forward as my nap this week. A Napoli win with both teams to score in the game is 5-2, which could well be worth a look. Both sides went into the international break in differing moods, with Roma coming off a hard-fought victory against Inter, whilst Napoli suffered a shock defeat to the hands of Atalanta. I could see Roma getting on the score sheets here. They've only drawn a blank in one of their last 24 games in Serie A, so they can generally be relied upon to find the back of the net. And I think that 5-2 is of real interest, but I'll play it more conservative and just take Napoli to uphold their phenomenal home record at 19-20. Over to Germany next, where the bottom two in the Bundesliga face tough away trips this week. And I'll begin by opposing a team that has given us plenty of profit thus far this season, and that is Hamburg. I fancy them to lose again this week with a tricky away trip to Borussia Mönchengladbach on the cards. Hamburg are stuck in a real rut now, just 1 point all season, which came on the opening day against fellow strugglers Ingolstadt. They now haven't even scored a Bundesliga goal in nearly 400 minutes of football, having been beaten to nil on their last four outings. In an attempt to buoy the players, they scheduled a friendly during the international break against third-tier Magdeburg. And whilst they squeezed past them by a 2-1 scoreline, I still think the confidence is too frail in the camp, and I think they'll return to type now that we're back in the Bundesliga. Mönchengladbach have been a little bit hard to pin down in recent weeks. They folded against the Schalke side, who hadn't even picked up a point in the league this year when they went down 4-0 just before the international break, but almost got something against Barcelona in the Champions League the week before. Such is their erratic form this season, it leaves them decidedly mid-table in ninth position. And people may be wary about backing them at a price as short as 7-10. And I probably am too, so I've picked out a couple of other ways to get the home team on side against hapless Hamburg. The first of those is the draw Mönchengladbach double result. For all the Hamburg have been poor this season, they've generally been collapsing in the second half of games and have entered the break in four of their last five games all square before going on to lose. Draw Mönchengladbach is a play at 18-5. And the bet I really like is the one I'll put forward, Mönchengladbach to win the game to nil at 21-10. As we know, Hamburg have lost their last four games in the league to nil, and Mönchengladbach beat Ingolstadt to nil a few weeks ago at home, and their form is very much similar to Hamburg's this season. So at 21-10, I'll go for a Borussia Mönchengladbach win to nil this weekend. The final bet this week involves the other early strugglers in the Bundesliga, and that is Ingolstadt. Their away trip this weekend looks potentially even tougher than Hamburg's when they travel to Köln at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. They also had a friendly during the international break, but they lost to lower league opposition, which means it's now a run of seven straight defeats for Ingolstadt, and you have to go back to April to find the last game in any competition that they won in normal time. Köln have made a very strong start to the season and are one of only four unbeaten teams in the Bundesliga. They're up to fourth in the table and come into this game off the back of taking a point against high-flying Red Bull Leipzig and champions Bayern Munich. So they should be full of confidence, and I'm amazed that they're as big as 4-5 this week, so I make them my next best selection on Saturday. Köln's top scorer last season, Anthony Modeste, has started this campaign in similar nick, and he has three goals in his last four, including the equaliser against Bayern just before the international break. He's 7-5 to score any time, which is worth a play. Ingolstadt look frail at the back and haven't kept a clean sheet in the Bundesliga in their last 11 games. So look at Modeste to get on the score sheet in a Köln win, and I'm very much with the home team here at 4-5. This week's Saturday treble then is an all-home team affair. Napoli are my nap at 19-20. Mönchengladbach to win the game to nil at 21-10. And Köln go in at 4-5. That treble pays just shy of 10-1. Very best of luck with all of your bets this weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.